What's up, y'all? This is a brand new episode of Your Under Mike Podcast. It's your boy Mike, as usual. It's May, so it's almost May is over, almost over. Just about to hit June, and you know, crazy these last 5 months. We're about, just about to hit the first half of 2024, and man, so much turmoil, so much beefs. Like, everybody just beefing. Like, it's just crazy right now. You know, there's a lot of animosity towards this year. And you know, it's just a lot of friction and toxicity. And it just seems like everything, nobody's smiling. And, you know, it just so much animosity towards each other. It's at an alarming rate. But, you know, one thing we can learn from this year is just basically, man, just take our time and just, just breathe in, breathe out. I know sometimes people will get definitely on your breaking point, but sometimes you just gotta, man, just be cool. Don't let it destroy your character. Don't let it, you know, don't let you go over the boundaries of you just really just stepping out and becoming something that you're not. And it was a couple of days ago, and I almost stepped out of my character. But at the same time, still gotta learn and reflect and say, hey man, you know, be a man, and just sometimes as a man, the pride thing is kind of like big for you, but same time, you know, you just have to really smack a nigga in the face. Fuck that. Smack a nigga in the fucking face, man. Sometimes, man, that turn of the cheek, that it doesn't really work the way you want it to be, and sometimes hard to be the bigger man. I said it. Yeah, I said it. Even if at the time it feels good, it's gonna feel good then. Yeah, I mean, what I'm saying is kind of wrong. But at the same time, sometimes, hey man, being humble really doesn't really get you to point A to point B. Sometimes you really have to really shut your emotions to where you can't be humble most of the time, man. You can't let that ego just simmer down and have anybody talk or just walk all over you, man. Sometimes you just gotta let them know, man, first day. So at the same time, it's like, hey man, put your foot down. Put it straight up their asses, man. Tell it how it is. No ifs and buts about it. No sugarcoat about it. You just go hard. But, May's been kind of a weird month. But at the same time, you know, a couple blessings, a couple roadblocks. But at the end of the day, you know, just definitely just trying to get myself together, you know, at the same time. But, yeah, but this is an introduction. We got a couple good interviews coming up. Good man Hector, got my man Lonnie talk about boxing, and we have a couple other interviews coming up. Hey man, listen. I always said that for you to stop doubting and doubting yourself, just to get mad and just go hard and just go hard like the world is ending the next day, you know? If it's your last day on earth, sometimes you just have to go and push forward. But enough with me. I got a couple of interviews coming up for you guys. And all right, sit back and enjoy. You're on my podcast.
Could be the leader of all the planet, could be one world government. Now Biden administration is saying we will have a one global government, the global reset by 2030. What's going on? This book is saying something many years ago, but now in the actuality and the signs of the end time. Jesus Christ says, at the end of time, the bad things will be applied as good, the good things will be condemned. Now, religious persecution, a lot of Christians have been killed and increasing now. But at the same time, the movement for homosexuals and all this thing, killing babies, abortion, it's like, yes. Oh, you're against us?
That's like the Iran, what is going on over there, the wars and everything.
And the Bible says about Israel, Israel will be surrounded by all the enemies. Mm-hmm. And now even the United States is listed that it will defend them.
Yeah.
Now Biden administration at the beginning said, yes, we will defend. Now we say, no. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things are going on that the Bible predicts.
Yeah.
I said, wow. So that's what I try to keep a smile and everything because nothing will be better. Nothing will be better. You know China currency, how does that work? The China currency?
Yeah.
You know how does that work?
I mean, basically owe China billions of dollars.
The China system is that nobody has cash.
It's all digital, right?
It's one bank. Only one bank. Here in America, you have your bank. I don't know what's the name of your... I have my... Your local independent bank, right?
Okay.
Now, China have one bank.
One bank?
Controlled by the government. The government decide how much money you can spend on food in a weekly basis.
Yeah.
They have social behavior score points. If they say you have to place a Buddha on that corner, praise that, and you have to clean sidewalks over here, and you fail to do that out of your own money that you work for, but social behavior, you didn't do this ad in that. Now when you buy your grocery, and they say you have allowed, let's say 50 points, it's not dollars, not yen, right? 50 points.
Yeah.
Now you got your groceries discount for 50 points, you try to get swap your digital ID. But what happened? Oh, you are allowed only 25 social punishment behavior. You fail.
The communists, everything is going to be communist now.
But that's the thing. The Biden administration push, since he's come, he signed up for digital currency here in America. 4 years, they are already processing. Now, what it surprised me, and you say, where this guy said that? I just find out this weekend that the continent of Australia is digital now. Central bank digital currency, CBDC. Mm. Now the government is controlling their money. You know what does that mean? You go try to buy something. What? The government decide what you can buy,
what
you cannot buy.
Yeah.
The government control your money. It doesn't matter you say $100,000 in my account.
Yeah.
It's no more there. The government decide how much money you will use in a daily basis or in the monthly basis.
Yeah.
And they give you up to, let's say, 400 points.
I saw it was in Russia. They said they're going to get like 400.
Yeah, because what Biden administration is doing is the socialism.
That's what they're doing, they're doing communism too.
That's the root of communism, that's the root, right? So now you have your house, the government goes over there, oh, let's see, how many square feet is this house? You say 2,400. Oh, how many people are living here? Two people, okay. We're gonna place you in the apartment complex.
Yeah.
And the government is gonna steal your house.
Yeah. What's that called again? They say social justice.
Social justice, they said to make equality. So everybody will have the same amount that they deserve. Like two people, only maybe 104 square feet or whatever. So
that's how it is in Russia, though.
So that's the thing, that when you realize this old book over 2,000 years old, the Bible predicts that there will be one world government, you better be aware.
That's what I'm saying. Like
so
the
then
drawing.
Then now, if you think a micro, right?
Yeah.
You think a micro, your bank account, how much money, you don't have a car, and you have to do this. But please, breathe, right? Instead of being narrow-minded, thinking about my little world, breathe. Be macro now. look at your own life like a format or from a helicopter view, yeah. Right? Then you realize, like for example, me, this poor guy lived by himself, crappy car with problems. My inspection of my car expired in December. I have problems replacing the part, all this. But when I look at the whole picture, right?
Yeah.
And then, do you have to leave?
No.
When I see the whole picture, am I gonna be mad and upset because I have a problem with my car, this and that, and my house, and this? When I see, listen, the freedom that I have is about to be gone, banished.
That's what I'm saying. We gotta go here.
Digital currency is coming. So it means that soon my bank account will be controlled by the government. They will decide if they will move me out of my house. They will control if I can have a car or mass transportation. They're talking all that. They said this car's too much pollution.
Yeah.
No, they want to control us.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to keep this car, your insurance will be four times what it is now. The government is controlling you, forcing you. They're not saying for now on you're not gonna keep your car because we say so. No, you can keep your car, but we will make sure that you were not gonna be able to afford to have even with insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So then, now, I had to pay $4,000. How much money on a monthly basis? I can't afford that.
Yeah.
So the government said, oh, but we have to mass transportation.
Mm.
You know what they're talking? They're saying with mass transportation, now do you have ID for transportation or your mm-hmm. microchip, whatever they decide? Now I try to get a bus to go to New York.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. It won't pass. They control if I can leave the state or not. This is control. This is communism. And when you realize this is happening already in America, they are processing. Since Biden signed up for digital currency, that means that they want that. So they said that it would be global. They are planning to have it by 2030.
That's crazy. People, we're losing our rights now. We don't even know.
The guns, where people are taking the guns too.
Women's bodies, the pregnancy, like Roe faces rape.
Yeah.
Act, like, yo,
they're putting microchip in people's brain also.
Yeah.
So when you realize that, now you go home, you realize, wow, the whole plan is turning like never before. So I don't know if I'm gonna buy a house. No, that's not that important. Why? Sooner or later, the government is gonna control my life. I will lose my freedom. That's what I say to you. I read the Bible, and the Bible said this thing will happen, but the only way that you can escape for what's coming is to believe that God has his only son. He didn't commit anything wrong, any sin. But he died. So whoever believed in him will not perish, have everlasting life. And the Bible says that Jesus was resurrected on the third day. He was alive again after death, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he was taken in a cloud by a supernatural God. God is not a human being.
Yeah,
he's supernatural.
Yeah.
So God took Jesus Christ with a human being body, right? Without to go into the... like an astronaut with the oxygen tank.
Yeah.
And the Bible says that the same way he left, he will come for those who believe in him.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, who is not with me is against me. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be an antichrist.
Yeah. You can see it now. Like everything's going on, the earthquakes on the East Coast.
Yes, the sign. They asked Jesus. Jesus said,
you got your guns in school.
Yes. Like. They asked Jesus, give us a sign. Tell us what are the signs. He said, the earthquake will increase in amount and in intensity.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see all that, and I'm walking over here on a daily basis,
mm-hmm.
if there's an earthquake, man, this thing falling down when you are walking on the mess over there that you have, especially where you're over there by the mess.
Oh, yeah.
I'm always thinking about if there is a blackout, right? And it's dark, I try to figure out that's an exit over there by the chip dock.
Uh-huh.
There's a little door over there. I try always figure out because we are far back at packing.
Yeah.
We have no chance to come across.
Yeah.
So I always keep
that's
in mind.
Was, that's how it was, when the fire alarms were like last week. Was you there?
No, I was not here.
Oh, yeah. So everybody was scrambling like where to go. Like we didn't know where to go. Like exit and everything. So everybody...
I called Curtis and the guys from the Army.
Yeah.
And I said, listen, if there is a fire over here, we don't have we don't have signs.
That's what I was telling the other guy. I was like, yo, there's no sign to go here. What exit we go to?
I told him, I told both of them, there's no signs that clearly, like a glow in the dark, that tell us exit that way or this way or far. I said, oh, but we have up to 1 hour for 1 hour generator. I said, but even things can fail.
That's what I'm saying,
they can fail. Now, people will be so desperate, walking one way or the other. We don't have any specific route that can tell us, turn here. For example, we can have an idea how to go to HR, but even in the darkness, we can pass the HR, or we can turn the other way. We get a little confused. So they said, oh, they already called the fire inspector of the building to come and check the plant to decide what they will do about it. But that's the thing, that when I walk over here on a daily basis, I don't know if we can make it home today in this place. It's an earthquake or tornado that happened in all this state, you remember?
You know, we bought the power plant too, so you never know. They might explode or something. Mm-hmm. You know, you might feel some radiation going on.
They said that with this border situation, over 25,000 Chinese young men that are here, illegal. Yeah. And they said, these Chinese people are young, so many, it's an army, Chinese army over here.
Oh, they are like spies.
Yes. The China bought farms around military bases. Hello, why are you doing that? Is it strategic what they're doing? So it's unbelievable what's going on. So when you're aware of these things, you realize, breathe one day at a time. Keep smiling, keep happy, because things are gonna turn for worse. Like you mentioned, earthquakes and all this pandemic, it will come more, even worse. So when you realize, hey, what was the best thing? Man, if you realize that forgiveness of your sins, peace with God, you cannot earn it. You cannot pay millions of dollars. You don't have them, and even pay for it. And you never deserve it. I can be like a little angel.
The key word, forgiveness, because I think the best thing I ever did last year was get back on good terms with my brother, because we was beefing for a long time. So what I did was, I don't know, I think my mom called me and she said, hey, talk to your brother. I was like, at the same time, my ego was involved. I was like, I don't want to. But then I was like, she called me. My mom called me about it. So I was like, yeah, let me go talk to him. Mm-hmm. Like, and ever since then, we've been close.
The Bible says, they asked Jesus, how can we accomplish all these commandments that Jewish people have by that time? 600, some people say. I said, this thing you will do, love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and love thy neighbor. You are my neighbor today as I'm speaking to you, right? But then they asked Jesus also, if teach us how to pray. And he said, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, and forgive our trespasses as we forgive our trespassers.
Yeah.
Right? And he said after that, he said at the very end, but if we don't forgive those who trespass against us, how much our Father that is in heaven won't forgive your trespass? You understand? You forgive your brother. You're searching for peace with him. You ask for forgiveness or whatever, right? So then you are right standing with God. I have the same issue with you, my sister. As I'm talking to you, she's older than me. She always like kicking me, like rejecting me, all that. And we talk, but she's with that ecstatic, you know, like proud and all this and that. So I try to stay and avoid it. It's like eggshells. I can call her today, and sometimes and she hang out on me. So I try to keep a distance. But I meditate about that. God, please, I don't feel like a saint or nice, but I'm tired of being the same trait over and over and over again. So I said, to be hypocrite, so let's come down, because you don't like me since I was a little boy and still have that idea. Well, I just leave you alone. I don't push myself.
See, what you did, you chose your peace over guard your heart. Sometimes, you know, we meet toxic people, you don't want to be in the room. It's better just leave it, you know.
But like, I'm not trying to tell you, I know you're about to leave.
No, I got time.
But the thing is this, when my daughter died, I realized, wait a minute, my subconscious, as everybody else have subconscious, right? We think that you will see, you will bury your mother because you are younger and she's older. I don't want to maybe offend you, for example,
right? I'm the youngest kid, so I'm like,
But when my daughter died, she's supposed to bury me.
Right.
Things can happen randomly, unexpectedly. So I see you. For me, it's an honor to meet you. Be nice, but because life is a guarantee.
Yeah.
No one more day to anybody, right?
Yeah, got that right.
So then, for me, that changed my life. My daughter died, but I didn't know anything about God or anything. But when I look at what the Bible says, and every time,
let me ask a question, though.
Yeah.
Did you blame yourself for it, or
for my daughter died?
Yeah.
No. I don't, because I never used drugs, didn't drink, didn't do any crazy things. So my system was not like contaminated with alcohol or drugs or anything like that.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like she stopped breathing. It's not because she was born with a problem in her lungs or whatever. So it was not that she had any physical condition, just stopped breathing. She was normal. She was born like a normal. She didn't was born in a emergency room or anything like that. She was home for 3 months. Mm. All of a sudden, she stopped breathing. I never feel bad. Like, for example, I have a girlfriend and I push her to have an abortion or anything like that. I never have sex with any woman before married, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So in that sense, I have peace in that. But why that happened? Well, when you read the Bible, the story of Job, J-O-B,
mm-hmm.
Have you ever read about him?
No.
The Bible said that Job was the most righteous. Righteous, you know, a person who honor God. God blessed him with so much. He was the richest guy on earth, planet earth, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Look what the Bible says. Satan was the best angel that God had in the rank, right?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So it says that one day Satan went up to heaven,
mm-hmm.
and God saw him. Said, what are you up to? Oh, nothing. I'm just coming around. And God says to him, have you seen my servant Job? That's his name, is Job,
mm-hmm.
right? He said, yeah, I seen that. I see that you bless him so much, but you put a hedge to defend him, protect him. But the devil had this conversation, declared the Bible, the word of God. And the devil said to God, but I'm sure that if you remove your hedge, you know, protection around everything to bless him and protect him,
yeah,
he will curse you. He will deny you and curse you. And God says, this thing I will do, because God knew the heart, how faithful was Job to God. He said, this thing I will do. I will let you to do, test him. One thing, don't touch his soul. Hmm. So the Bible said, and in one day, Job's soul, he lost all his, how do you say, all his cows and animals that he had.
The cattle. Yeah, yeah.
And one day, a tornado came and killed all that. He had 9 sons and 1 daughter, something like 2 daughters. 8 sons and 2 daughters, something like that. The 10 children that they were grown up,
mm-hmm.
they die in one day also.
Mm-hmm.
To the point that Job, a guy with sores, it looks awful.
Yeah.
And all the rich, all the money that he had, everybody stay away from him. Nobody wants to know anything about him. Even his wife, he said, why don't you curse God and you will die finally?
Mm.
Even his own wife, the Bible says that. So what you said, if I blame myself, I say, God make an agreement with the devil. Okay, you want to see that he really loved me because he loved me, not because of the things that I gave him and blessing, because he honored me. God says, okay, I'll let you. Then the devil took everything that he had, killed the cattle, killed all the kids that he had, killed everything, destroyed even the health, physical health. And everybody was like, you, God. And even that, his wife said, the only thing you have to do is curse God and die. You won't suffer no more.
Yeah.
And he said, no. God gives and he takes away, but he have all the authority over me, and I will never surrender. I will always surrender to Him, always bless Him, even though I don't understand it. So, what he did wrong? He didn't do anything wrong. He was faithful to God.
Yeah.
And all the tragedy that he went through, why? The Bible never said that he did something wrong and God's word vengeance against him or punish him.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
So when things like that happen, because I'm talking to you, it doesn't mean that maybe God, the devil will come and have another argument or conversation with, and then now, as I'm talking to you, this is not example, okay?
Right.
Today I was talking to another person in there, and that person also believed in Jesus Christ and everything.
Yeah.
And we go a little bit deeper. We talked, and I had over 2 years here, we talked like maybe 4 times already today. And this person said, I love God, I accept Jesus and everything, my children. This person is old like me.
Yeah.
I'm 61. This person might be 61? In the, yes.
Oh,
I will. No, I will be 61 in 2 months. So, this person said, my daughters don't talk to me.
Yeah.
My son don't talk to me. My parents, I love them. They don't talk to me because religious. No. I honor God. I serve God. I tremble. I respect Him. They don't. They hate me. They don't talk to me. I said, hey, listen, are you talking about yourself or you're talking about me? I go through the same thing. Mm. Because I talk to you about God, it's not because my life is beautiful. I separate from my wife. She go for abortion. She love all these things. And my children, they grow up. And they like her agenda.
Yeah.
They don't talk to me. I can see my wife's house
from
where I live, 3 minutes walking. They don't talk to me. They don't come to me. They don't want to know all me.
Yeah.
I don't belong to any church.
Right.
I'm not a crazy religious fanatic, right? Because my parents teach me that I have to eat and believe the Bible.
Yeah.
But she said, oh, I believe in abortion. I don't believe in abortion. Mm. Just because you believe, she disagreed. Well, she put my children against me.
Mm.
She allowed my children to have sex and have boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. And they know I don't approach that, or they go with her.
All
right,
okay.
So Jesus said, whoever is not with me is against me. The Bible says, your own people will be your enemies.
That's real though. Feels like sometimes like people be like, okay, I'm gonna do this is my life, so okay. Either you like it or you not, or you don't like it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Either if like if you are like going to church, it's like I said, it's like the pride of ego, you know. It's like God is saying like that. Okay, sometimes you gotta let go of your heart to take all that pain out of you.
Yeah.
That way you feel refreshed. You know, I'll be in the building, we outside now. You feel refreshed, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's like basically the burden of your heart and burden of your shoulders.
Right.
You know? So it's like all about surrendering and all about just basically saying, hey man, I'm tired, bro.
Because
at the end of the day, like you're dealing with like years, decades, stuff like time and everything. You just get tired of that, you know? So sometimes, like, I need to, I'm like, hey, like, let's go. You know,
that
bygones be bygones, whatever happens in the past. At the same time, it's a new day at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know, so.
When you do, the Bible says, the first couple, Adam and Eve, right?
Yeah.
The first two sons, one killed the other one.
Yeah.
But family in this planet is perfect.
Yeah.
So now you look at your parents, and your brother, your sister, your neighbor. Nobody have a perfect life.
No.
So if we are not perfect, I am not perfect.
I'm not perfect either.
How can I expect everybody around me to be perfect, right?
Yeah.
So then everybody have issues.
That's
there's nobody
like,
coming.
Like you can't have a perfect marriage. It's gonna have problems, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna go ups and downs. So
yeah.
Sometimes
but
work
focus
it out,
on what's coming and where you're gonna spend your eternity. That's the thing. If you don't humble, the Bible said, if you don't humble yourself before Almighty God, not to me, not go to church and make a show to your neighbors. And if you don't humble, the Bible said that you should pray to God in your closet. That means when nobody knows that, nobody sees you, you bend your physical knees and you open your heart. Yeah. God knows everything. But when you humble yourself before God, the Bible
what
says,
and, like,
and you confess to Him your sin and your sorrow, and you have a constrict. Like,
that's it. That pride.
You
man.
Have to remove that pride.
That
take
too.
That spirit of pride out and say, God, you're holy. You gave me life.
Yeah.
I had offended you.
Yeah.
I don't deserve your forgiveness, and I cannot gain it.
Yeah.
But thank you. You have a plan of salvation that if I believe that your son died for me and was resurrected, and I confess it to others, then you know I'm humble. I don't have pride anymore in my heart.
Yeah.
Then you receive that.
Yeah.
And God says, okay, when you do that, then I know you're really in your heart. You are repent.
Mm.
And you're humble enough that don't have pride confessing that you believe and accept my word of salvation, that my son will come to rescue you if you are alive. And even if you die, Jesus said, well, even if you die for me, you will have granted everlasting life. But the Bible said those who try to save their life will lose it.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have to lose your life for Jesus. That's what Jesus said. At the end of time, whoever doesn't accept the mark of the sheep beast of its number 666, the microchip will be the currency for the whole planet. And the microchip in one account works with 3 barcodes, 6 digits, each one of them. 666. The Bible says whoever takes that mark to save his life, so I can buy food, I have a place to sleep, right?
Yeah.
Whoever tries to save their life will lose it. But the Bible said whoever don't take the mark of a beast will be held. You understand?
Yeah.
So I'm not talking about you, the Christianity prosperity.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm talking to you, but next year I will have a new car.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
No, Jesus said, if they did all these things to me, they persecuted him, they accuse him, they condemn everything he did right, and they slap him, they slap, right? He said, if they did all these things to me, how much they will do to those who follow me?
Mm.
So he said, you have to deny yourself and carry your cross. Carry your cross means that he carried his cross because he was about to die, no more, right? He said, you don't think about pride and you, as you said, like me, selfish, and my pain. No, you're no more. You're about God. God, you're tired of this planet, all the problems and difficulties.
Yes.
And sometimes I say, God, I don't know when your son's coming, but please, let me be faithful to you every day. Be faithful to you.
Take care, man. Take care.
That's the thing.
Take care.
My father said, the day that you allow the devil put in your mind, have a good one, that this color is less or more than the other. Listen, you have pride in your heart. You're eating the bait of the devil, because for God, we are all sinners.
So you're eating the bait of the
devil. The big pride.
Yeah, pride.
Look, you're not his color. Oh, you don't belong to his neighborhood. Mock his culture. No.
It's ego right there.
Yeah, ego. It's, so my father said, we breathe the same air.
Yeah.
We eat the same food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody comes from another planet. Yeah. We are all the same planet. Just because God decided to put a little different color on the skin.
Yeah.
But He's watching your heart.
Test.
Yeah.
Test.
And the pride heart. The Bible says in Proverbs, before the fault is the pride heart. Hey, you owe me money. I just gave it to him too. So, before the fall is a pride heart, stiff neck, you know, pride, ego, and all that. And God is watching that and said, before, watch out when you feel confident about that, because you are sleeping already and you don't even feel it.
That's that word, that cockiness. Not confidence, what's the other word for cockiness?
I'm Hispanic. I don't know the
arrogance, pride,
stiff neck, arrogant. No. For God, all we are sinners, and we don't deserve forgiveness. It's a free gift from God. Now you humble yourself, you accept it, and you have no condemnation. But if you have pride, oh, I don't want to believe in this Jesus and people with this. No. So you're going the wrong way.
I'm going to tell you a story before I leave, bro. Like, I was in Brandywine, right? So it was like a young lady, right? You know how they give like the pamphlets to like the car to car, just to, I guess like bring new members to church and everything.
Oh.
So me and my friend was like, we was there chilling. So she kind of skipped over our car until we asked, hey, can we get a pamphlet? So it was like, it's great that we talked to her. It was like, hey, it was like she was like afraid to like give us a pamphlet, but at the same time it was like. Like, Toby said something, she gave us a pamphlet. Yeah. So it was like, I don't know if it was ego in her or just, I don't know. It was just like, okay, you're doing all this for God, but that there was one too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't judge.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it was like, she was like, oh, you make a good point. You know, I shouldn't judge a person by a book. I should give everybody a pamphlet.
You see?
Yeah. So it's like that. That pride and ego she had a little bit. So
it might be afraid, because also when I feel like God said talk to this person, I think
that shouldn't matter though, because at the same time, if you're going running through the
maybe
cars,
this person would come and argue like a crazy, like think that crazy fanatic and pushing religion and all that. And sometimes I'm really terrible about that. God, give me a sign or something that I can feel like I was
his kicker. Maybe like 30 minutes later, she came back.
You see?
Yeah. She gave me the address to the church and everything.
It's like God touched her heart. But sometimes I feel like that. I feel people around say, should I talk? No, maybe. Even. And I feel God, please give me hints, you know, a little bit, a little light. The person smiles to me or something like that. I know you sent me there. But sometimes I feel like, I don't know if it's me, my idea, pushing, or maybe it's not God. And maybe one or the other.
Yeah.
But if she came back, that means that, hey, listen, maybe God put in her heart, she humbled herself.
That's what she did. She humbled herself. Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah. So
it's like she might be wrong, right? When Jesus said, are you going to love everyone like you love yourself?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
ouch. I have to go away and sin it now. Have a good one. Say, that's life. It's like that. We can be talking now, right?
Yeah.
I stopped there on the stop sign, all of a sudden, or the traffic light, a truck hit my car on the side. I die.
Yeah.
No more. It's over. That's the way life is, you know? That's why I try to smile and be happy just every moment, you know?
Yeah.
I have problems, believe me, like I mentioned to you. But there's not much I can do. The Bible said, surrender.
That's what the lady right there, she told me, like, like last week said, always be nice, because you never know. It might be the end. Or I can't really paraphrase what she said, but... Yeah, she said, "Be nice, but you never know. You know, might be that."
Yeah, life's just like that.
That's why I look up with optimism. I'm like, yo, it's gonna be a good day. Man. I got my arms, got my legs, and
There's a guy over here that we work on VOD all the time, and he didn't show up for.
We said takeouts for poor people.
Takeout is for poor people. Poor people eat takeout.
Nah, takeout is a luxury right now, nigga.
Takeout is not a luxury.
You fucking crick, nigga.
What the fuck is a luxury about a Big Mac? What is the luxury in a Big Mac?
Have you seen the prices? Of
it don't
like...
matter the price. That's not a luxury.
Yeah, dude, nigga.
No, it's not.
Oh, man.
You tripping.
You tripping.
You said takeout is a...
takeout is a luxury right now.
No,
nigga.
It's not. Takeout ain't shit.
Like, you know, Burger King, they're like, yo.
I went to Burger King.
You and, like, two kids, like, that's like $30 right there.
Yeah, but I didn't do that because all I had to do was spend $150. And I got a Whopper. And another Whopper. And that Burger King cup. So... it wasn't a loss for me. I get a Whopper every now and then, but I gotta get a plain. If I, like, if it's not, if I'm not gonna eat it right then and there, which most of the time I never do, always save it for later. Always get a plain. Always. I don't like all that nastiness.
Or don't catch up on that shit.
I don't want none of that shit, man. You got the soggy ass lettuce, fucking soggy ass tomatoes. Like, no, I don't want that. Unless I'm gonna eat it right then and there, I don't want that. And that's very rare that I'm gonna eat it right then and there. But I went to Burger King for like a week straight because I kept getting dollar burgers. Because when they fucking, they just dropped the promotion to make your own Whopper and make that a fan favorite. So I just kept doing those over and over again. So I was getting Whoppers.
It's for a week straight? Dollar.
Yeah.
There wasn't another store in there?
Huh?
There wasn't another store you could go to?
Why? A Whopper was a dollar. What if I go to another store for when I can get a burger for a dollar? What am I going to go next door and go to Burger King? I mean, Taco Bell. I go to Taco Bell.
Where is that though?
I'd be all over. But when I got the Burger King, I was at Conker Park. I was here. Went to Conker Park. Got the bus there. Got my burger. Hopped on the bus. Came back. I go to Taco Bell with a $6 meal. I don't want that shit either. Why? When my tacos were way better. But if I only had $6, and yeah, it's been times where I only had $6, so I'm going to get me a drink and whatever fuck else that come with it. But I get a drink, and that's the important part. But other than that, I only eat that shit when I am like dead down to my last penny. Like, I might have had to borrow that from somebody, you know what I'm saying, so I can get that. You know what I'm saying? Like, other than that, bro, I'm not eating all that shit. For what? Why would I do that? Y'all fucking killing yourselves. And then you talking about that shit is a luxury. What the fuck is a luxury about food that's never hot? It's never the way that you want it to be. I don't understand that.
Yeah, but people, shit. Groceries, nigga, you get like 5 items.
You can't tell me about groceries because you see me buying groceries. So
I'm saying they were motherfuckers with kids and shit. You got one kid.
Yeah, but they good because they get food stamps.
Where are we gonna get food stamps though?
Huh?
Where that person don't get food stamps? You got to pay out of pocket, nigga.
I mean, hey, she don't get food stamps. No, she don't. But she still needs the motherfucking.
Hey, they mom?
Yeah, she need the motherfucking hustle. Buy some motherfucking food stamp from somebody or something. But she need to put some groceries in that motherfucking house. And how, like, I don't understand how she has a man. She live with a man. I don't understand. And this nigga don't care that you bring home Chick-fil-A every motherfucking night? I guess he just feed himself, huh? How does that work in a relationship? Because that would never work with me.
So you expect your woman to cook every night?
Well, yeah.
Every night?
Yes.
Even if she gets off from work, tired as fuck?
Then I'll cook. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Like, when I was with my ex, we used to cook for 6 years, bro. Every night, bro. Every night. Every night. Maybe once or twice a month. Take out. But other than that, like, if we getting some food from somewhere, it'd be because she ain't gotta work and I ain't gotta work and we just gonna grab something real quick. Like, might go to sit over the burger or something like that. But me and her never went to McDonald's. Matter of fact, we went to McDonald's once. And that was when we got breakfast from them. Got steak, egg, and cheese sandwiches. We might have went to Wendy's, I think we went to Wendy's once. You know what I'm saying? Like, me and her, like, nah, bro. I ain't like that. We were not messing with the brother on the corner. You know, we went to a restaurant a couple times. to get ribs and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, man, but food tastes better. I can't wait to make meatloaf. I don't know if I'm gonna do that tomorrow.
It was fucking meatloaf.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that tomorrow or on Saturday. Cause I've been here from 3:40 to 7. So I don't know. I might just go to the store with some lunch meat shit, make her a sandwich. Or, cause the last time when I got on Tuesday, she wanted to go to Five Below, so we took the bus to Five Below and then walked to the Giant. And I bought some chicken real quick. Some chicken legs. So I cooked them joints.
Question, who taught you how to cook?
My ex. And it wasn't that she taught me how to cook. It was that she gave me.
So what was you doing before you know how to cook though? What was you eating before you know how to cook though? You want fast food a lot or what?
Probably so.
So she changed the outlook on you know how to cook, right?
Well, no, because I had an air fryer before that. Remember my other air fryer?
Oh, that's still one, huh?
Yeah, so I had that before that, so no, I was cooking before her. But what I started cooking, like, my ex expanded my horizons. And not because, like, she taught me, but just because, like, she gave me the confidence. She gave me confidence. And on certain things, I would watch what she did and listen to what she said. So I learned how to cook, yeah, basically from her, but I was cooking before her. I remember she used to come over here and I would cook her something. Like before we really got serious.
You got a kid with her?
Yeah, because I remember that's when I had the refrigerator. That was before her.
Oh, you got a kid with her?
No. She had four kids. Her she got the shipment on.
She what?
She got that thing in on.
With the patch on.
Nah, it's like an implant type thing that they put inside of me on. To stop you from getting pregnant for 5-6 years.
Yeah, patch strong.
I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, the patch.
Ain't no patch though.
It's like a circle joint, right?
No, it's an implant that they put inside of you. They put something inside of you.
Yeah, she get a tooth tied? I'm gonna have my tooth tied. Hit that shit on me.
It works. And that was good. I'm glad I ain't had no kids at all. Not that she was a bad person, but nah, we done. I'm glad there ain't no more attachments. I ain't gotta worry about doing work no more.
What, in bad terms?
No.
Oh, if she broke it off, you broke it off.
It's your decision.
Wow. So she had four kids, I mean, shit.
That shit was too much, man. I should probably invest in that one.
How long you went over there, though?
About 6 years.
6 years? Mm-hmm. Glad you ain't no kid with a nigga.
Yeah, I'm glad I did.
It's crazy how you teach. See, that's the thing though. You saying all about this fast food shit, but you drinking though. Like it's fast food though.
It has nothing to do with
it. Yeah, it does have something to do with that.
Do with my
that has something crucial. That's crucial.
That shit don't have shit to do with my daughter.
This is the fast food.
That's not food, dog.
It's equivalent to fast food.
That is not food. If you want to talk about the chemicals and shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, nigga.
Damn, 26.
What's your record on that? You feel like one in 1 in 10.
I know, I scored last year. I lost 21 points. And that's my offense. I ain't my defense.
So I get rid of it. Oh, bench hurts. Draft someone. They're free agent.
He just cost him his money.
The same old 11.
That's a big capital, like 100 million. I won't be able to sign nobody.
How many years still got on this?
He signed a 5-year contract. We in year one, probably.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I am in year one. Can I start over? No, no, I'm in year 1, 2, 3. I'm in, this is my 3rd year. Dang, he hit that nigga. He hit that nigga. He got that picture just in time. They got perfect. Who they carrying up with to? I don't think he a free agent still.
Nobody signed a nigga yet?
No.
I thought he was with the Browns. I could swear he was signed with the Browns, right?
I contacted his insurance. They gonna fix it. So boom, as I'm going through that, I'm still driving my car and shit. You feel me? I'm just waiting for I was gonna take it to my job to get it fixed.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting for the parts to get to my job so they can fix it. Their insurance gonna take care of it, all that. As I'm waiting for that, another nigga hit my car in the exact same spot. This time, you feel me? My car is undrivable. Like, I couldn't even, you feel me, drive my shit anymore. Like, I looked under my shit and it looked like my tire ride was bent. So, I had to call his insurance. They gonna take care of everything. They put me in the rental. But it's like,
at least they gave you something, nigga. At least they gave you something.
Yeah, you right, but
how long you gotta wait for that shit? Like, a couple weeks?
We gotta see. I might get it totaled out. That's, like, it may be too bad. Like, you feel me? Not too bad, but you feel me? The insurance may not wanna pay for all the damage. They may just wanna give me some money, basically. Totally.
Yeah. So it's by tire rod, but it ain't near the ignition, is it? Like near the transmission?
My engine and shit, cool. That shit, my shit still start.
How long your motherfucking engine transmission start? Shit. All that other shit can be fixable, nigga.
Yeah.
I figure, like, see if I get
they probably gonna fix it.
They gonna fix that shit.
Yeah.
As long as the motherfucker, the engine, like, say if I get an accident right here, the engine, like, with a false Ford, you can't fix that shit. That shit gonna be total. But as long as the engine ain't like that shit, that shit good, nigga.
But nah, they just, took it, they had to take it to a yard to inspect it and see exactly how bad the damage is, what they gonna do. So I'm waiting for them to call me back. But I'm like, in my head, you know this crazy thing is, nigga.
Where in Newark, though?
Right by my, up the street from my house. I moved on Old Harmony Road. It's like right by the Christiana
the hospital.
Yeah, right by the skate rink. It's closer to the skate rink.
Oh yeah, you got that little weird ass.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, it's one of them roads, bro. I swear to God, that's what got me too. As I'm coming over the loop, like
Waffle House right there, right? The Denny's drawing. It's still there.
Yup.
See, probably what happened was motherfucker was drunk as shit, probably over there. Probably hungry as a motherfucker. Probably late night and shit.
Nah, it was during the day and it was a fucking African. The crazy thing. Both times, it was. The first time it was a Spanish guy, the next time it was a fucking African.
It's crazy because, like, you live in a hood and shit. You don't want to get in accidents, though. You live in the motherfucking suburbs and shit. Boom. That's crazy because, like, insurance is lower than the fucking suburbs than it is in the city, though. Crazy ass shit, nigga. I should gonna work out though.
Yeah,
they gave you a Reno and shit, nigga. Yeah. Shit.
Real right. I mean, need something. You ain't gonna, pissed, you ain't gonna like, smack my car, and then I'm just gonna be out here walking.
Yeah,
nah, bro. Like, y'all gotta accommodate me.
They hit you in the same spot, though. Like, yeah, I would've like, pop me, nigga. Like, yo,
drawling. At least like I work in a body shop.
Yeah, so, you lucky like, on that shit. Yeah,
you know
nigga.
What I mean. They can just have it sent to my job.
Yeah,
I ain't worried about it. Once it gets sent to my job, I'm cool. I talk to my manager. He know everything. Feel me.
Okay, we need like a deductible and shit on that shit.
I don't know, bro. Like, I ain't worried about the price, nigga. The insurance covering the price. True, I ain't had to pay for shit. Just gas.
Yeah.
That's the only thing about insurance, bro. Cause, yo, I swear, like this year been so like transformative for me. I got my car, but I wasn't in my head. I was on some nigga shit. I'm like, I ain't gonna get insurance, but I bought it from my manager.
Yeah.
So he on some shit like, look, man, I want you to have it. I want you to do this the right way. You feel me? He already knew what type time I was on, bro.
Sometimes that'd be that lesson. Like, you gotta listen, like,
bro, he wasn't gonna sell me the car unless I got insurance.
Yeah, don't be a nigga. Be a black man.
The crazy, bro, literally, the day I went to go get the car, you know what I mean? I went up to him. And he had me, he was on some shit like, all right, well, you know what I mean? I wanna see proof you got insurance. In my head, I'm like, bro, nigga, just sell me the car. Like, what you talking about?
I think,
if this was a nigga, they'd be like, all right, you got the money.
See, I think he probably did it before and fucked him up.
Probably.
Before, and then you can't trust nobody. Like, you gotta show me papers, nigga. Show me that shit first, nigga.
Real rap, I had to do the insurance right then and there. Like, in my last car, I didn't got the fake insurance on my last car, bro. I was for nothing. So I'm glad like it works out, bro. I'm glad like I got real insurance.
Facts, bro.
Cause now I ain't gotta worry about shit. If I had fake insurance, bro, my car would've just been fucked. Nothing I can do. And then I would've probably got in trouble with the law, all that type shit.
Got points on your record and shit. Bullshit.
Word, I'm glad that shit worked out.
Just suspended
or
that shit.
Run.
Run.
In the motherfucking 1990s Toyota Camry. I went and got four. Soon as I would have took off, motherfucking cops would have pulled up on me. Word. I had the motherfucking, I don't know. That car got me from A to B to real rap.
Oh, the John you had? Oh, yeah, what's up? Oh, yeah.
That little, it was a Corolla, 1990 Corolla, bro. That shit was older than me.
Was it?
Yes, bro.
That motherfucker was running, though.
Yeah.
I drove fuck.
That shit from North Carolina. I was determined.
You say got it from North Carolina or you drove from
it? I drove it and I got it from North Carolina.
Oh, shit.
I got it from my dad.
How long that ride? Like 3-4 hours?
Hell no, like on close to 7.
7? Damn, 7?
Yeah, bro. North Carolina, you know what I mean? It's a little ways. It be driving through Virginia. Virginia's big as shit.
Oh, that's right. I keep on thinking North Carolina by fucking Baltimore and shit.
Bro. Oh, nah. You got Baltimore, then you got D.C., then you got V.A.
Yeah.
Then you got North Carolina. And then driving through V.A., like, it's real. Like, because that's a Commonwealth state.
Yeah.
So, like, they got...
Yeah, watch the motherfucking cops on there.
Yeah, bro. You cannot speed. They got detectors and shit.
They got
on
a
the
speed
highway.
Limit like every fucking corner.
I'm driving I'm driving through VA. I'm seeing cars. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Getting pulled over left and right.
That shit how it is in Texas, though. You got it's called I-80. You gotta go 80 miles. You go lower and they pulling you the fuck over. It's like a drug highway.
Oh
so,
shit.
If you go under, they're gonna be like, pull your fuck over, check your car, everything, bro. It happened to me. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? I didn't know, nigga. I'm in Corpus Christi.
Real,
I'm
bro.
Like, what the fuck?
You gotta know the motherfucking little laws in other places.
That shit crazy, nigga.
Real rap. I seen that sign. It says something, something. This is a Commonwealth state.
Yeah.
And in my head, I'm like, what the fuck is that? And I think I asked my dad, and he was basically like, they kind of make they got like separate rules.
Yeah, yeah.
Like their own laws. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's
and then they had signs literally telling you, you know what I mean? This is the speed limit. They had little radio detectors and shit.
Yep.
Like they wasn't
cameras.
Fucking around, bro. Virginia don't be fucking around, bro.
That's like,
I did the speed limit going through that motherfucker.
See, they got like 4 motherfucking cameras on every stoplight. Yeah, that shit. Make sure real, to get your motherfucking bro. Car license and a motherfucking license plate.
I was on the highway and I was seeing that shit. I know it's crazy in the city. Huh. I didn't even know what the fuck a Commonwealth was.
Yeah, I didn't know. I know what PA was, but it was like.
That's a Commonwealth too?
Yeah.
Oh, I ain't know.
Damn right, nigga.
That shit real. Nigga said they got their own little laws.
Got their own laws, man. Shit crazy. Yeah, bro, I was mad as shit last night, bro. I was like, this nigga won and shit. I'm like...
You already rolled up?
I ain't even rolled a shit,
man. Man, fuck it, man. I'm really not mad. I'm happy for the nigga. Because it goes to show, like, I feel like Devin, like, he been putting all this work. But Ryan been, like... kind of just enjoying life, and it goes to show you that, nigga, you can still enjoy life and get out there and knock a nigga the fuck out. Like, for all the motherfuckers I feel like that's a Ryan fan, they is super, 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 super happy.
The thing is, though, I don't even know nobody who is Ryan fans, though.
Nah, bro, he got a following, bro.
You actually want to... Fuck off. This girl gave me this dumbass shit. Give me Fugazi ass, man. Give me Fugazi ass fucking white, man. Oh, man. Fuck, I'm gonna do this
shit.
Yeah, you gotta save this shit, bro.
Man,
you
gotta
do
it. Let me put it together?
Yeah, put that shit together. I'm a bougie smoker, nigga. I'm like, yo, this shit ain't. This shit ain't.
I don't really smoke cigarillos, bro.
It's on the backwoods.
Yeah, bro. Hold.
Man.
I'm like a motherfucking rapper smoker. I be stuffing them joints, bro. This shit too small for me. This shit make me. I feel like I'm back in the day smoking.
Fuck. It's like one of the motherfucking samplers you get from BJ's and shit.
Oh shit.
Nah.
Nah, Ryan got a following, bro. Huh? He popular as shit.
Nah. I don't know, not one motherfucking
guy. Not like, I don't know. Yeah, you right. Like, and like, I feel like real, like, niggas who, like, really enjoy boxing, they're not gonna be Ryan fans. But he got a following, bro. There's a lot of people who really support that nigga. I mean, cool. I don't support them. Like, I ain't a fan of him, but the nigga got, he can
he
fight,
got
bro.
Hands, though.
He got hands, bro.
He just
like,
talk too much shit. Like, that's why people are not trying to like him, though.
I just don't like that he don't take the sport as serious as he could. I feel like that's sending a message to, like, other fighters, like, potential fighters. Like,
yeah,
bro, you can not be serious and still be a champion.
Yeah.
Like, nah, I don't like that.
So he trying to be like McGregor and shit. Like,
nah.
Trying to talk all that shit. But I don't know, he do back it up, though. I ain't old, though.
Sometimes. He backed that shit up last night, man.
Yeah, they gotta fight
he
again.
He backed
again.
That shit up, bro.
He
like,
gotta
that
fight again. Like
crazy.
I said, bro, they gotta fight for the title this time, bro. Like, he gotta make weight, all that shit, yo.
Disrespected Devin.
Devin came in there like he. My nigga came in there like he forgot the fight was tonight. I'm like, damn, nigga. Fight back, nigga.
Shit.
It's like one of them fights where your mama was in the corner and shit, like, fight back, nigga, fight.
Couldn't have been Tank.
Oh, hell no.
Now, if this was Tank, I'd have felt like it was a blow to the black community.
Yeah.
But Devin, I don't feel like he represent the black community.
It would have been like Wilder, like, you know, us niggas, like, felt bad as shit.
That would have been something.
We felt that shit like for like 2 weeks straight. I'm like,
real rap. That shit would have hurt if it
was quiet as shit too.
Yeah,
niggas
was
quiet as
shit. I wouldn't even want to talk about it, bro. Like that shit would have hurt if it was Tank. Like what? Hell no. Nah. But Devin Haney is cool.
Yeah, he like. Yeah.
Sorry, I don't really give a fuck. I mean, we was rooting for you, bro, but it's like, come on, like.
Yeah, you could dust yourself off, nigga. You be high, nigga.
Yeah. I wasn't really a fan of the nigga.
Yeah, I wasn't really either. Like I said, I watched like two of his fights. So I wasn't really.
I was going for the nigga because, like I said, yeah, I thought he was. Yeah, he black, and I thought he was more focused and prepared.
That's what I said, because it's crazy, cause he was the quiet one and shit. Like, yo, he wasn't saying shit. Goes to show you,
bro, that don't mean shit. Word, every dog got his day. You cannot underestimate a fighter, bro.
I'm like,
he
damn,
was talking
nigga.
All this shit about how they came up in the amateurs, and he, you know what I mean, Ryan was the better fighter back in the day, and then he became better than Ryan. And it goes to show you, nah, bro, that nigga Ryan was the better fighter yeah, back man. In the day, and he's yeah. still the better fighter. Just because yeah. you got a belt and you a world champion, that don't mean you better than this nigga. He made him look like, literally, like, he been beating him up since the amateurs.
Yeah.
Like, that, you could see it. He just looked like little bro, big bro in there.
Yeah, it was like.
He sunned that nigga,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. That's basically what he did. He basically sunned the nigga. Like, yo, you ever been a class, anybody, like, the tutor, he was tutoring this nigga of homework and shit. Like, mm-hmm. yo, nigga, yeah, I'm teaching you and shit, but shit, I know more than you. You know what I'm saying? That's what it was in the fight. Like, yo, nigga, like, I taught you all that yeah. I know, but shit, I ain't teach you basically everything, you know?
You in there underestimating him, talking about some motherfucking, you ain't grown since amateurs, and motherfucking, you only got a left hand, you a one-trick pony, and that shit may have been true, but he still went in there and beat you up the same way you did in amateurs, bro. So that kind of shows that you haven't grown either.
Yeah.
If you know that this man only got a left hand, you feel me? You know everything he gonna do. You know what I mean? Like, you've been fighting him since the amateurs.
Yeah. But thing is, though, I give credit to Garcia, though. I think the fights he had with, like, tanking him, it kind of made him a better fighter. Because who the fuck did Haney fought?
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, you right, too.
Sometimes that loss makes mm-hmm. you better, makes real you a better rap. Fighter and all that
and
shit.
And then, you know, he had... Well, he was going through that mental, like, he had, like, that whole...
Look, I see know,
yeah. He was going through, like, some mental shit.
Yeah.
That's why he had stepped away from boxing for a minute. That he was depressed and all that type of shit. But, yeah, you right, though. Them losses, you know what I mean? That shit fuck with a nigga. Have you in the gym.
Damn right.
Fucking 4 o'clock in the morning and shit.
Damn right. Can't fight all scrubs, and then when a big dog come in and shit, you think you could beat him, but then you get embarrassed by the nigga. I'm like, yo, you gotta
he
fight the top dogs,
that
nigga.
Bro, fucking sun that nigga. Literally look like little bro, big bro in there.
That's like what's my nigga name? The African nigga in Ghana, right?
Mhm.
He fought beat Fury ass, right?
Mhm.
He thought he was gonna beat Joshua ass. Nigga, Joshua whooped his motherfucking ass.
Oh, I ain't see that. Yeah.
Or Joshua fight?
Yeah.
Nigga.
Josh fucked him up. Anthony Joshua.
Did he?
Damn. Yeah, that's that shit. Niggas be thinking, oh, well, you got beat up by such and such. That mean I'ma fuck you up. Nah, it ain't like that. Different fighters, bro. Different, you feel me?
And they come from MMA and shit. Like, yeah, nigga, we top dog in this motherfucker.
Hell nah. Damn, I ain't know that.
Yeah, that fight came on like a weird ass day though. It was like
he
Friday or something.
He thought he fucked up motherfucking Tyson Fury.
Yeah.
And that was going, nah, you ain't gonna pass, cause that don't mean you gonna fuck me up, boy.
Yeah, his chest out like, yeah, nigga. Yeah, who wants some depot, nigga? Man, right. Joshua came up with that motherfucker. You gotta think of Joshua has some Joshua, they didn't really want taking Joshua seriously and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
had
something to prove.
Yeah. Whoop this motherfucking ass, man.
That's how it be, nigga. Got
yeah,
chip
going
on
YouTube and watch that shit. Like, you'll be like, damn, nigga.
Mm. But there's
it was a weird
boxing
day.
Ring.
It was like overseas. It was like a Friday, like a weird
what
ass
I'm
day.
I'm saying they was in fighting in boxing.
Yeah,
or,
nah, boxing.
Yeah, I mean, Andy's actually. But that nigga, the African nigga, he an MMA fighter, right?
Yeah, he boxing now though.
Yeah.
I wonder if we see that church girl.
Oh shit. What was her name?
Zuli.
Oh, you still remember her name, bro? You should have got her number, bro.
I know, I should have. I was about to go to church.
Came at her. I was thinking about going there. That's the crazy thing.
It is Sunday, though, but I was going to think about going. What was Easter, though? You know how niggas go to church Easter and shit. I want to go on
a regular. Today is Easter?
No. Remember
Oh, yeah. Let me see it later. Shit, you know her name, man. You could have. Yeah. I really was thinking about going. I don't even remember where the church was at, though.
I got an Instagram and shit.
Did you follow her? On Instagram?
Nah, she gave me the church drone. I don't got her personal drone. She probably got a man or I don't give a fuck. You gotta remember the lady's name, nigga. You gotta remember the lady's name. Like, oh my god, you remember me? Of course, Zuli.
You're right, though.
Of course, baby.
Of course. How could I forget? Hey, that nigga look bad.
Okay. Yeah, I still can believe that bullshit.
I ain't mad, man. I ain't no Devin fan at all.
You gonna watch that Mike Tyson drum?
He fight Jake Paul.
Yeah. That shit gonna be funny as shit.
Kind of busting me now. Like, they keep doing that shit. All these exhibition fights. Like, that shit gonna be the new thing. Like, why is this nigga Jake Paul really relevant, bro?
I don't even fucking know.
Like, if you gonna fight this much, become a fucking boxer. That's what I'm saying. Bro.
It's like you're like a gimmick. Like, a gimmick fighter. Like,
he is. That's exactly what it is. Like, why the fuck you keep fighting on? Just become a, like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
He don't want that smoke, that's all.
Nah.
He don't want that smoke, for real. That's why you got, and then you look at who he's fighting. He's not fighting no real active fighters. He don't want that smoke.
Nah, he don't.
He want to dance around it and shit. Yeah. And say, oh yeah, I fought Nate Robinson, I knocked him out, or I fought Mike Tyson and knocked him. You is not knocking no Mike Tyson though. I don't know why you was stepping that motherfucking rank.
Oh, he did fight Nate Robinson, didn't he?
Yeah. Dropped him. He got him out here.
I remember that shit.
You feel me? But nigga, it's like, come on, bro. Like,
yo, I forgot about that shit.
Yeah.
Knocked him the fuck out.
Mm-hmm. He did.
Oh,
like,
shit.
You can't even hold, like, Jake Paul, he can fight.
Yeah, he can fight, though.
But he's, like you say, he's a gimmick. He's not no boxer, like, real boxer. He can fight. He been training.
Might as well go wrestling or something, like his brother.
No, nigga, hop into amateurs, bro. Just become a boxer. Become a pro fighter or something, you feel me? Like, might as well, you already fighting.
He don't want, Yeah, I don't want to go through that motion.
You don't
want to
go through that. Niggas is going to be on his ass. They going to be on his ass. Niggas is going to want that fight. Uh-huh. Like, he don't want that. As soon as niggas find out that he's in the amateurs, like, he going to have a lot of offers.
Man, I was watching basketball last night and shit. I forgot the fight was on last night. I'm like, oh. That streamy shit, man. I fuck with that streamy shit. That shit's a lifesaver, nigga.
I don't even understand why he would hop in the ring with Mike Tyson, though, bro. Like, that's like hopping in the ring with a lion. Motherfucking wild gorilla. A nigga hop in a cage with a wild gorilla.
That's it.
Like, I mean, I get it's kind of old, but it's still a motherfucking wild gorilla.
Yeah.
Like, come on, bro. You gonna put this motherfucker in his natural habitat. And you think he not finna catch some wreck? Like, bro, you think...
He is younger than him, though. He might have the little
edge, though.
It don't
fuck all that younger, older shit. That's Mike Tyson.
Yeah, yeah.
His technique, have you... Yeah. Nigga could wake up in the morning and knock a nigga out. You feel me?
Yeah.
I feel like this nigga could sleep all day for a couple days straight.
I'm
total wondering... hibernation mode. Just wake up and spontaneously catch him.
Yeah.
You seen his training videos?
Yeah, he been snapping niggas.
Like, that nigga don't look like he 50-something or 60-something.
Nah, nigga, like, he like 20-something, nigga.
Come on, bro.
Once a boxer, like, think about boxers, though. You don't, they never lose their power, though. At all.
Then the technique, the everything, bro. Like, he been doing it since... You know Mike Tyson been doing this shit since before a teenager, you feel me? Like, That's engraved in his DNA, bro. Like, I'm sure he naturally, like, if he was the laughingly, yo, man, you so funny, hit you like that, it probably, like, what the fuck, nigga, that hurt? Like, he probably got that type power, like, come on, bro. Yeah, then this nigga had tigers living with him. They said he used to wrestle, like, his tigers and shit. Come on, like, this is the nigga you want to fight? Have you seen what he has done to niggas? I'm not convinced, bro. I'm not convinced, bro. Like, that's Mike Tyson at the end of the day. Once an animal, always an animal, bro. He just got that.
Yeah, I didn't want to see that fight, man. It's going to be weird, though.
I feel like,
it's going to be weird at shit. First. Man, that's like, fuck.
But I feel like if that shit snapping, Mike.
Yeah.
That shit just can't hold, man.
He might knock that nigga out, man.
Real rap. Real rap. That's what I want. Nigga head pop off.
If you don't knock him out.
Nigga, whole neck extend and go back in.
Yeah, at least make
see some 3D shit.
Yeah, at least make his knees shiver or something, nigga. Mm-hmm. Knees wobble or something.
Punch that nigga in the neck, his whole neck, man. He gotta walk out like that. Some crazy shit. Now that nigga Mike don't give a fuck. He bit a nigga ear off.
Facts.
That nigga don't give a fuck.
That nigga got nothing to lose. Fighting like that shit.
He don't give a fuck.
Facts.
He told the one reporter nigga during the at the press conference, he said something punk ass white boy, I come down there and fuck you. I said this nigga cold blooded.
Yeah, Mike from Brownsville.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they said he used to fight. What he said, fight pigeons or fly pigeons or some shit? Come on, bro. He grew up fighting. Said he used to knock niggas out over his animals. That's not no buy you want to be. Come on, bro.
It's paper.
Nah, nigga you want to be playing with.
Your ass papers. The rolling paper shit. That shit I heard, though.
I ain't gonna fuck with. I'll be fucking with the raw jaws. I don't even like the Bob Marley papers, bro. They don't hit like the Ross.
Nah, this paper's good though. It's like real good ass quality shit.
I was thinking about it.
You got any girl problems yet?
Hell no.
Alright, cool.
Fuck
cool.
These hoes.
Man, fuck these hoes. Niggas are getting hot too. Keep it that way, nigga.
Yo, what happened with that joint?
Huh?
What happened with the
joint? Oh. Oh. So. I talked to the bitch, right?
Mm-hmm.
So. Alright, she got a cousin. She's 19. So they're living with an OG nigga. Who's like 45, 50. I don't know his age, but he look like an old nigga, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know if he lives with her or not. I don't fucking know. I don't really fucking care. So, evidently, he's been eating out the 19-year-old and shit. I'm like, fuck, kind of shit you got going on here. So, it's like, so evidently, like, so I hear, like, busting traps and shit for him and shit. I'm like, ah, you one of these bitches and shit. So, I'm like, okay, wait a minute. All right, so, I asked the bitch, like, yo, when I fucked you, I used two condoms, right? First of all, why would you text me say, hey, did we use a condom when we fucked? First of all, you're fucking drunk. See, that's why when I fuck bitches, I don't get drunk with bitches.
I'm always she was drunk with you?
Yeah. I was high, she was drunk. So I'm like, alright. She called me up and then hanged up on me. So I'm like, alright. So I put two to two together and shit. So I text her like, are you pregnant? She was like, unfortunately. So I'm like, okay. So, I asked her, yo, if you're pregnant, then is it by me or somebody else? She said, well, you said you used two condoms, which I did. And then I peed also during intermission. You know, when you pee, you know, the sperm comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Less likely to get the girl pregnant. So I'm like, all right, boom. Okay. So when she said it, I was like, well, we fucked such and such date. She said, boom. She said, I asked her, yo, how long pregnant you was? She was like, 5 weeks. Okay. But that date was basically like, oh, we fucked basically a week before you say you was pregnant. So you basically saying like this shit, I'm like, it don't really make any sense at all. So I was like, all right, well, I said, you fucking other nigga? She was like, yeah. I was like, well, there you go then. So I'm like, all right, well, you got my number, so, I mean, shit. Do DNA test, but it's unlikely it's mine, though. Oh, shit.
What'd she say?
Huh?
What'd she say?
She said, well, I don't know, but since you use a condom, I don't think it's yours, because the other that's niggas, I fucking... Know. That's what I'm saying, like, yo, it don't make any sense.
The fuck? Like,
if a girl calls you, right, and say, yo, did we use a condom? Bro, that's just telling me right then and there, like, yo, you fucking, your pussy is loose everywhere, basically. You shouldn't ever ask a nigga, like, yo.
Yeah, you that's should what I'm saying. Know, like, you should motherfucking see him put the condom or put it on the form.
That's
like,
what I'm saying. Should be, I put, like, I took the
condom. Priority.
Yeah, I took the put the condom in the trash can by your toys, by your kids' toys and shit. I'm like, all right, well, okay. I mean, I know where I put them condoms at. So, yeah, but then I took it out and flushed that shit. You never know and shit. So,
like you said, loose pussy.
Yeah, north side broad. Man.
Loose.
My daughter's mine, though.
Man, I ain't gonna cap, bro. It's bitches over here. They be wanting to get a nigga pregnant. They be wanting to get pregnant by a nigga, bro. Like,
it's just sad, though. Nigga, like, you wanna be stuck in the house, especially a town like this, nigga. Like, nigga, you just fucking. You got the whole summer. You're fucking gonna be pregnant in the summertime. That's the worst. Imagine you being pregnant in the summertime. I'd rather be pregnant in the wintertime, nigga. You should be in the house all fucking day.
Mm-hmm. What's up?
Oh, nigga, you know where you gotta go, nigga? You ever go to Glasgow Park?
Oh, 40?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, my God,
oh,
bro.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Oh, my God, bro.
I gotta get active, bro. I gotta get my ass in the gym. It's just, I won't be eating, bro. I be working out and shit.
You say you don't be eating?
I don't be eating as much as I should as far as, like, taking in calories.
You take, like, one meal a day?
Probably, like, three. A snack. But, like, I gotta track my calories, bro. I got, like, a fast metabolism.
Oh, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong, nigga. Just take a walk somewhere, nigga.
I stay walking, nigga.
Especially around here and shit.
Oh, yeah. That shit. That's what I'm saying. Like, like I'm in shape. Like, my body defined as a motherfucker. Oh. Just, I'm skinny. I want to be
bulk up and shit. Yeah. I have to try that, eat some protein or something.
Yeah.
Some eggs and shit.
Be peaceful as a motherfucker.
Crazy ass month.